Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Music don't change the world.
There's something happening here.
Got to fight the power, don't be.
We shall overcome.
I'm going to tell all you fascists, you may be surprised.
Music don't change the world. Only the audience can change the world. But a good songwriter can offer a different perspective.
From Something's Happening Here to the revolutionary song that became the French national anthem, to the songs of Africa that became the powerful blues hymns that became the songs of the civil rights movement. Politics, like romance, needs poetry and song.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
The late Curtis Mayfield certainly understood that. So, people get ready. We are singing the songs of change on The Takeaway for the 2016 summer campaign season. Musicians of different genres, identities, and political outlook who are using their work to take a stand and broadcast their message.
Let's make a milk or green tea.
We begin with 57-year-old Craig R. Moss, a guitar-playing country singer from Oswego, New York, who fancies himself a bit of a Woody Guthrie figure, but not in the way you'd expect. He's driven his pickup truck with a guitar in hand to dozens of Donald Trump rallies across the country, playing songs solely dedicated to the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
I'm following the Trump campaign as best I can. I'm not in any way affiliated with the campaign. However, they know that I'm here and pretty much allow me to do as I will out there with the crowds that are standing in line for the rallies.
What are the supporters like? Are they very familiar people? Are they different kinds of people, young people, old people, angry people? What do you find?
Very different, very happy. When I play for these folks, I get them all rallied up, and they applaud, they laugh, they want to take pictures. And you have some supporters that aren't afraid to get into a protester's face, and that, unfortunately, is what causes disruption.
You said that very diplomatically there, Craig. And let's hear your Donald Trump for President song.
All right. Driving down this road, singing once again, trying to find my life, trying to make good time. But don't see I'm wondering now each and every day, what's gonna happen and how's it gonna pay? I'm headed on down this road, singing Trump for president. What's gonna happen, Lord, my son, I won't forget. I'm headed on down this road, singing Trump for president. Well now, oh heavenly highway, please don't forget to vote down Trump for president. Well, don't see I'm wondering now each and every day, what's gonna happen, how's it gonna pay? I'm headed on down this road, singing Trump for president. What's gonna happen, my son, I won't forget. Well now, I'm headed on down this road, singing Trump for president. What's gonna happen, Lord, my son, I won't forget. I'm headed on down this road, singing Trump for president. Well now, oh heavenly highway, please don't forget to vote Donald Trump for president. Donald J. Trump for president.
So, Craig, I love that.
Well, thank you very much.
It seems a little, though, you could have inserted almost anyone's name there in that song, right? You're traveling down the road. It could have been, you know, anyone for president.
Well, I suppose the whole idea here is of traveling down the road, trying to figure out my life, trying to make good time going from one place to another in the car, trying to make that next rally, and of course making a reference to my son I will not forget, who died tragically from a heroin overdose January 6, 2014. I spoke with Mr. Trump at a rally in Urbandale, Iowa. He came from behind that podium, the front of that stage. He said, first and foremost, I want to tell you I'm sorry for your loss.
I simply told him that I'd lost a son to heroin, and I wanted to know if he becomes president, what measures he would be taking to combat the ongoing heroin epidemic in this country. And he came and comforted me first, and I thought that was very nice of him. And he calmed me down, because by that time I was crying like a spring rain. And he just said, you know, your son, I'm sure, was a good man, and you're a good father, and we're going to do the very best we can to protect all our borders, to keep heroin and other drugs from coming into this country, and also making treatment facilities easier and more accessible to the kids.
Sounds like the candidate addressed your concern, we are all here sorry for your loss as well. Craig, I wonder if I could turn you into a traveling campaign reporter for a moment. I mean, since you've been on the road with Trump for so long, what's it like at each one of these rallies?
The supporters always welcome me, and I do my very best to try to play a neutral at times with protesters as well.
What about the candidate? Is he always the same personality? Is he upbeat? Is he downbeat? Is he hoarse sometimes? Does he get a little out of control? Give me a sense. You've seen him in every light.
You know, he always seems to be the same. He never backs down, and that's one of the things that's attractive to myself, actually, and all his supporters, is he holds his ground. But, you know, obviously, you know, he has pulled back and eased up on some of his strong stances and starting to try to negotiate, I suppose, his position on different issues.
So, have you thought of giving him any advice about anything? And did you feel as though he got himself into a pickle on something? And if you'd had the chance, you would have given him a little bit of advice from your perspective out there in the crowd?
If I had my chance and to say one thing, and I say this because I have lived in California for 10 years, I have seen how hard immigrants work, and they work under awful conditions. If I had one advice or one suggestion, it would be towards immigration, and that is when we find immigrants who have been in this country, people from everywhere that have used that southern border to enter the United States and have nestled themselves into the United States working, if they have been here and have maintained a clean record, if you will, I say we give those folks a piece of paper, you fill it out, and within a year, turn them into U.S. citizens and say, thank you, welcome to our country.
You're going to vote for Trump, it sounds like, right?
Oh, obviously. I voted for him in the New York primaries.
Yeah. Yeah. You think he's going to be president?
I'll tell you what. This is the only trouble he might have becoming president, and that would be if Bernie Sanders somehow ends up hooked up with Hillary Clinton. If he would accept a vice president role with Hillary Clinton, I think he could have run for his money, Mr. Trump will. But it'll be interesting in the end.
You've got a song called Trump Train, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you take us out on that?
All right, sounds good.
Stomping for the Trump man once again. Stomping for the Trump man once again. Jim bound that Trump train, roll on down the line. Trump train keep it rolling on down the line. Trump train keep it rolling on down the line. Jim bound Trump train, roll on down the line. Roll on, Trump train, roll on.
Isn't it a jet, though, Craig?
You got me there, John.
Well, Craig Moss, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Well, thank you, John.
So, hey, folks, you got a little We Shall Overcome singing away in your soul these days. Is the summer of 16 likely to be a summer of protest music, old and new? We are doing a series on all this called People Get Ready, and we suspect you are ready. We will hear in Free Speech America later this hour a song for Donald Trump. But we asked you to write your own very own four-line protest tune, Washington, Pennsylvania. If you give everyone an oil drill, will there be less pollutant? If you give everyone a big gun, will there be less shooting?
Steve Trimble from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Here is my four-line protest song. Don't blame the poor, Don't blame the brown people, your troubles are your own. Don't know how good you got it.
This is Joshua Cohen from Martinez, California. Hillary haters sang that song, said Trump will win, it won't be long. Then came November, the tide overwhelmed. The election was over, they were wrong, wrong, wrong.
Nice. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, and you can ask me anything on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway. Ask me anything, and I'll get back to you. If I'm not overwhelmed with more songs, here's another one from a listener who went for some extra credit.
A protest rap song by Randy Sanders of St. Helens, Oregon. Land of the semi-free, home of the rave. Democracy is so bleak, it's impossible to save. Science is mocked. Education's in the dump. Candidates from reality TV, and that's why we have Trump.
USA! USA!
The shining city on a hill is in serious decay.
USA! USA!
We have nothing to fear but America itself, and I'm moving to Norway.
You get your extra credit, and this is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org.